Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I hope will reach out and grab some people, maybe you, and also to put in readings or jokes or stories, and I call those things wombats, odd things other than commercial recordings. And so I do have a wombat plan for tonight, and entertainment. But most of the show is music, and the first song tonight is Which Side Are You On? By a group called Artists for Actions. Which Side Are You On? Is a famous labor union song from back when that was a big issue. But it's been taken over and used again. They've changed the words. It's a group called Artists for Action. Artists for Action is a coalition of musicians, actors, athletes, and creatives united in their mission to prevent gun violence in the United States. So I'm giving them a little call out there so you know what they're for. This is the music they made. Which Side Are You On? By Artists for Action.
Thank you. wena ume upi.
That was Which Side Are You On by Artists for Action. The next song is When I'm Gone by Tim Harrison. And as we look out to the end of our life and someday we'll be gone, this song has a strong message. All the things you can't do when you're gone, it says, I guess you better do them now. And I hear that message loud and clear. This is Tim Harrison with When I'm Gone.
There's no place in this world I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone, and the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour the lyric line when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the brandy air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. I won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone, and I can't even suffer from the pain. Nothing I can lose or I can gain when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone, and the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't sing louder than the gun when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone, and the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. Can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. I can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it, I guess I'll have to do it, I guess I'll have to do it while I'm gone.
That was When I'm Gone by Tim Harrison. Next up is a singer-songwriter, Holly Near. She wrote this song and does a great job on it. I Ain't Afraid. I often wonder why I pick songs. I do know that I have a hard time putting any song on that doesn't have wonderful music, rhythm or harmony or something on the music side, as well as the message. And when I get one that's strong on both, well, that's just a true winner. And this is one of those. Strong message, strong music. I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near.
Your culture, I ain't afraid. of your choices. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sunday. I ain't afraid of your spirit. I ain't afraid of your teachers. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sabbath.
That was I Ain't Afraid, sung by Holly Near. The next song is Gentle on My Mind. John Hartford wrote this song and he sings it. I've played other performers singing it on this show, but this is my favorite recording of it, partly because I just love John Hartford. But it's just a great song and he's got his soul invested in it. And so it's a relationship I'd like to be in as often as I can, when somebody is gentle on my mind, by John Hartford.
And ivy planted on their columns now defines me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Although the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard roughing in coal pile and a dirty hat below across my face. We'll cut tabs round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
It was Gentle on My Mind by John Hartford. The next song is Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk. And those of you who know me well, I'm a computer geek to some extent. And we, the geek, have a way of saying cyberspace is where we live a lot of the time. I do. Spending time at the computer, internet, communications and stuff. And the other part of our reality is called IRL, in real life. And this song, Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk, it's really grounded in the real life and so contrasted to all this cyberspace stuff. And I'm currently inspired by the artificial intelligence revolution or going on. This is just a huge change. As a programmer, I've been empowered. So getting back to the real world, just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon.
My grandpa had a saying that I got from him, no doubt. One day he hadn't loaded hay till I was plumb wore out. I said, if I load any more, this mule be zigzagging. He said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see, them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Couple chickens and a ham for dinner. She said, if you eat all that stuff, you'll bend over gagging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see, them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. I want children, I said 8 or 10. But then we'd better soon get started, she said with a grin. But feeding all that bunch is gonna keep your butt dragging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see, them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon.
That was Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk. Next up is Earth Angel by the Penguins. This was a big hit in 1954 and became very popular, sold a lot of records. And then the following year, another group recorded it, the Crew Cuts. And they also had a big hit with it. But this was the first one. This is by the Penguins. Earth Angel by the Penguins.
Just a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool in love. Of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. Just a fool, a fool in love with you.
I fell for you and I knew the vision of your loveliness. I hope and pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Oh, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love.
That was Earth Angel by the Penguins. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And each week I play for you songs I think are extra special and put in some odd things that I call Wombats. And we've got a wombat coming up right now. Before I do that, though, I want to say if you'd like to suggest songs to me, especially wombats, but any song, or make any other comments, you can email me. My email address is Harry, that's my first name, H-A-R-R-Y, at baya.net, B-A-Y-A.net. So it's Harry at BravoAlphaYankeeAlpha.net. And I'd like to get any suggestions you have. This next thing coming up is a wombat. It's today's wombat. My son, Paul, I have two sons. Paul is a cruise director and quite talented and sings and things. And he and I collaborated to record this humorous story, skit. It's called Starving, I Had a Sweet Potato. And you'll recognize my voice, and the other voice is Paul Baia. So this is Starving. Starving. You know, a lot of times I write up random posts and then don't post them. But Best Beloved just called me and I could not really explain why I was inarticulate about sweet potatoes. So I said I'd go ahead and post this. That way she can read it at work and know just what kind of a day it's been. The short version for those who do not feel like listening to the whole thing is, arg, frigging sweet potatoes. The longer version, summarized in conversation form, follows.
I'm starving.
Actually, no, you aren't starving. You get two very good meals a day and treats, and Best Beloved fed you extra food while I was gone.
Starving.
I saw you get fed not 4 hours ago. You are not starving.
Pity me, a sad and tragic creature, for I can barely walk. I'm so starving. Whoa.
I am now ignoring you.
Starving. Did you hear me? I'm starving. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine.
There is a pause, during which the dog exits the room in a pointed manner. And then from the kitchen there comes a noise like someone is eating a baseball bat. Hey! What the hell are you doing? I make haste for the kitchen, and I find the dog there. The dog picks up an entire raw sweet potato, which is what was causing the baseball bat noise, and flees for the bedroom. I chase the dog, retrieve most of the sweet potato, less the portion which has disappeared into the dog's gullet.
See? Starving.
That can't be good for you. It's raw sweet potato.
I had to do it. I haven't been fed. Ever.
You realize you aren't normal. Normal dogs don't steal raw sweet potatoes.
Sadly, I was badly brought up.
Yes. Yes, you were.
By people who starved me.
Oh, no. I'm not doing this again. I leave the room, bearing the sweet potato. There's a pause, and then, once again, there is a noise like someone is trying to eat a baseball bat. Very, very quietly. Oh, for the love of God! I head off to the kitchen.
I am not eating a raw sweet potato.
You have sweet potato parts all over your snout.
But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you. I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato? I search around fruitlessly. Look, no more sweet potatoes. Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here. I'm going to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people can't be trusted. The dog attempts to look thwarted, but does not succeed because her tail is wagging so hard, small cyclones are forming in the kitchen. I have a very bad feeling about this. After a while, during which I did not even bother trying to return to what I was doing, I just stand in the computer room waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat eating noise. I stomp back into the kitchen. Okay, give me that damn sweet potato. The dog, looking up guiltily, says,
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I found it lying here.
I confiscate the sweet potato and deposit it in the locking trash can. Let us say no more about this.
No! They'll be stealing my sweet potato.
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar. I bonk my head on the desk. Arrgh! Arriving in the kitchen, I say, How did you even get another sweet potato?
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
I shut the dog in the bedroom, conduct a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes. I wipe up the random sweet potato particles from the floor and try to eradicate all traces of sweet potato from the house. I let the dog out. The dog looks at me and says sulkily,
"Well, so you think you've won?"
I watch her go about her business with that same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when they meet Count Sinistrus Grimblack for the first time. Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise, as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat. Oh, what now? The dog is hunched over the remains of a butternut squash. Okay, fine. I stomp over and empty out the entire vegetable bowl into the trash. We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There. Are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry. And you went to a funeral without me.
Arrgh! A half hour later, there is another baseball bat eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to win gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift. I haul the chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog who is very reluctant to part with them. Oh my God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be just easier to feed me?
Everyone go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel not so good.
The dog throws up and the vomit is very bright orange. Unfortunate details ensue. Sometime later, attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. So what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy.
Our other dog, who I haven't mentioned before, is looking thoughtful. And I can sense him thinking,
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and everyone else who made it through that, is what kind of a day it has been. Frigging sweet potatoes, arg! That was Starving. I Has a Sweet Potato, a humorous skit performed by Harry and Paul Baya. The next song is a banjo instrumental piece. There are two banjo players here, Allison Brown, who is a first world-class banjo player, and Steve Martin, the comedian, who's a good banjo player. And together they do Foggy Morning Breakdown, a classic bluegrass banjo piece written by Earl Scruggs. Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you. was Foggy Mountain Breakdown, performed by Allison Brown and Steve Martin. The story beneath the next song is heartbreaking, powerful. I think one of the functions of art is to trigger human emotions so that if you're experiencing art, like listening to this song, you feel some of what the artist wants you to feel. So listen to this, it'll take you there. All These Years by Sawyer Brown.
She likes adventure with security, and more than one man can provide. She planned adventure feeling sure that he would not be home till after five. He turned on the lights and turned them off again. He said the one thing he could say. All these years, where have I been? Well, I've been down the road to work and home again. And I'm still here until I'm gone. Don't you rub it in too hard that I've been wrong. All these years. She said you're not the man you used to be, and he said neither is this guy. She said there's some things you refuse to see, but I guess sometimes so do I. She made no excuse why she was lying there. She said the one thing she could say. All these years, what have I done? I made your suffer and your daughter and your son. Still I'm here and still confused, but I can finally see how much I stand to lose all these years. I'm still here, I'm so confused, but I can finally see how much I stand to lose of all these years.
That was All These Years by Sawyer Brown. Next up is kind of a chant. It's Lord, I Want More Religion, sung by Wally Mackinow. I've mentioned to you that I used to go on these music weeks and music weekends, and I'm a bass, so I'm a pretty good bass singer. But a lot of weekends there were two guys there who were just out of my league, much better than me. And one of them is this guy, Wally Mackinow. Wally was from the Washington, D.C. area, and he'd often come up to one of our weekends from Washington, D.C. I was in the New York area, and bring a lot of his friends. There'd be 5 or 10 of them from Washington. Anyway, this is Wally Mackinow singing, Lord, I Want More Religion.
Lord, I want more religion. Lord, I want more religion. Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Lord, I want more religion. Lord, I want more religion. Lord, I want
more religion to get me unto God. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Religion makes me happy, and then I want to go to leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God. Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion, Lord, I want more religion to get me unto God.
Lord, I want more religion, sung by Wally Mackenow. Next up is a song called Universal Sound by Tyler Childers. And as I listened to it, I thought, maybe Tyler Childers has found a way to reach the spiritual world. And what he calls his way is the Universal Sound.
Pocahontas in the cranberry glades. Ain't got bars nor the charge to call her anyways. My mind's a mile a minute and my thoughts to bark like hounds. I focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I think about my darling girl sleeping all alone. I pray the stars will shoot her all the wishes she can hold. On the day that I return, I aim to lay her down. But right now I'm focused on the universal sound. I think about tobacco juice, the mason jars of shine. I think about the vices I've let take me over time. I recall when I was a baby, I didn't need nothing around but a little bitty rattler and the universal sound. I closed my eyes, it was all so clear. Sound. I let it take me over from the toenails to the crown of the body that I'm in. Well, they put me in the ground and I return to the chorus of the universal sound. Thank you. born disgrace. I've sat there on a bar stool and I've looked him in the face. He seemed a little haggard, but he did not slow him down. He was humming to the neon of the universal sound.
That was Universal Sound by Tyler Childers. And the last song on the show today is High Barbary by the U.S. Navy Band.
Look ahead, look a star, look a weather and a lee. Blow high, blow low, and so will sail it we. I see a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lee. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbary. Blow high, blow low, blow high, blow low.
Are you a pirate or man of war? Cried we. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. Oh, I am not a pirate, but a man of war. Cried he. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbary. A sailing, a sailing, a sailing, a sailing, a sailing. Sail, for broadside, we fought along the main. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we, until at last the frigate shot the pirate's mast away. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
But oh, it was a cruel sight, and it grieved us for sore. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we, to see them all a-drowning as they tried to swim ashore.
A sail,
a sail,
a sail, a sail.
That was High Barbary by the U.S. Navy Band. You have been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And each week I end the show with a group participation moment, so I invite you all to join me in being part of the show. And it's kind of a ritual thing that I did once, and someone wrote me an email and said they liked it, so now I do it every show. So you're going to join me. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.